I got a shaila a couple of weeks ago. It's a whole new world out there. Someone asked me, a fellow who owns a UPS store, and one of the services that the UPS store provides is 3D printing. And he wanted to know what are the limits and what he's allowed to print for people with a 3D printer. If you do not know what a 3D printer is, the name is very misleading. When we hear the word printer, we think in the model of ink and paper and putting words on paper. Don't think of it as a printer because it's not really what it is. It doesn't actually print in that sense. Think of it more like a machine in a factory that makes parts. Now, normally the way they have a machine in a factory that makes parts is it's programmed to make a certain part. But think about a machine that's so sophisticated that you can program in what part you want it to make, and it will make all sorts of different, thousands of different, hundreds of thousands, millions of different possible parts that you could just program in what you wanted to make. So essentially the way it works is you decide, you not just decide, you could either scan an item into a three-dimensional item into a computer, or you can use software to make your own three-dimensional item on a computer screen, and then when you hit print, the printer, so to speak, again, it's not really a printer, it's more like a machine, makes that item exactly that size. So it will make it not with the exact same material, because it has its own material that it prints in, so print in some sort of, uses different print, different 3D printers to use different materials, some sort of hard plastic or some sort of a powder that condenses and becomes very hard. But if you want to have a hammer, let's say, a simple tool, you would scan your hammer and then you could press print and you'll get a hammer. If you want an image of yourself, you want to make a statue of yourself, if you have a large enough 3D printer, you would scan yourself and it would produce an image of yourself. And they could do this in color. That's what they're doing right now. The next frontier is body parts. They're going to use this to make kidneys for people who need transplants, and they're going to use, instead of just plastic materials, they're going to use people's own cells, because the biggest problem in donating organs is rejection, that the body rejects foreign limbs and foreign parts. So if you could use it using your own cells and you can make something exactly that, so that's 10 years away. We're still a ways away from. But actually doing all these other things, like let's say in 3-4 years from now, your refrigerator breaks and it's missing a part. So what do you do now? You call the company, they say, okay, we have to order the part. It'll take 2 weeks till you order the part. Then the repairman comes. In a very short while, that's not going to be the case anymore. What you'll do is you'll go online, you'll find the part, you'll print it, you'll then have the part, and then the repairman can come in and install the part. It's not that's the idea. So this fellow wanted to know, what are the limitations on 3D printing, if there are any. He said, for instance, someone came in and asked to print a skull. Are you allowed to print a skull on 3D printing? Someone asked for a self-portrait, wanted to print an image of himself, a bust of his head. Can you do that in 3D printing? Someone else wanted to make a little Buddha doll. Can you do that with 3D printers? So I thought it was a fascinating shaila, but it's not a new shaila. It's just a new application of a very old sugya. The sugya is a sugya Masech Avod Zara, Daf Mem Gimel. The pasuk says Lo Sasun Iti, which the Gemara Darshan Lo Sasun Kudemush Shavashi Hamashamshim Lefanai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that you're not allowed to make things that serve in front of, that serve before me. One cannot make a Demus Shemesh. You're not allowed to make an image of the sun. You're not allowed to make an image of the moon. You're not allowed to make an image of a human being. These things are usher to do. It's beferish in the Gemara. The Gemara, in the context is the Gemara describes that there's a Mishnah that the Mustsuros Levanos Hayulal Rabban Gamliel. That Rabban Gamliel had different models of the moon for when he was on the Beis Din that had to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. So when they would check out the Edim, they would ask Edim all sorts of questions. How did the moon look? Did it look like this or that? And he would have all these models that he would show them of the moon. So the Gemara questioned, how was he allowed to do that? It's a violation of Lo Sasun Iti. You're not allowed to make models of the moon. So a couple of things emerge from that sugya, without going through the whole sugya in detail. First of all, what emerges from that sugya is that there are two separate isurim. There's an issur d'oraisa to make these things, to make a model of the moon, the sun, or a man, or any of the signs of the zodiac, the stars, anything like that. There's also an issur midrabanan b'pashto, an issur d'rabbanan to have any of these things. Even if someone else made the model, you're not allowed to keep it in your house. Now, Rishonim point out, Tosos in Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, the Rambam in the third paragraph of Avodah Zarah point out that clearly a three-dimensional image of the sun, the moon, the stars is prohibited. That is definitely us to make, whether it's three-dimensional in the sense that it sticks out or protrudes, or it's three-dimensional in the sense that it is recessed in on the thing that it's that it appears. The Shulchan Aruch passes that way, certainly in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph and Yaradeya Sif Dalid, that it is us to have make a three-dimensional image of the sun, the moon. Now, what about a two-dimensional image? So this is Machlokas HaPoskim. It's Machlokas in the Rishonim. The Rambam sounds like he says in the third parak of Zohar, the Rambam sounds like he says that even a two-dimensional image is Asur. The Ramah quotes from the Maharam that a two-dimensional picture of the sun and the moon is Mutter. Shulchan Aruch sounds like he holds that it's Asur, and the Ramah doesn't say anything. So even though in Darkei Moshe he quotes from the Maharam that it's Mutter, in Shulchan Aruch he leaves it as Asur. So it sounds in Shulchan Aruch that it's Asur. In fact, it's Machlokas Taz and Shah. The Taz holds it's mutter to make a two-dimensional image of the sun, the stars, and the moon. The Shach holds it is usser. This is very nogeil lemaisa. We make two-dimensional images of things all the time when we take pictures of them and then we print the pictures. Or even if we don't take the picture, we just print a picture. We have made a two-dimensional. Can you print a picture of a sunset or of a beautiful day in the sky where you have a picture of the sun? Is that permissible? L'chora, according to the Shach, that should be usher. It's a two-dimensional image of the sun or the stars, the moon. That should be usher. When young children draw a picture in preschool, so they make green on the bottom of the page for grass, and they make blue on the top of the page for the sky. They'll make a few puffy clouds, and what do they always put in the top of the picture? A yellow circle with lines coming out of it. That might be problematic. Rav Moshe says that is very poor chinuch to have a child do something like that. He's drawing a two-dimensional image of the sun. In the school that my kids go to, the preschool teachers used to tell them to draw the sun in the corner of the page, where you're not drawing the whole circle of the sun. You're just, you know, they're making like a semicircle off in the corner of the page with the lines that come out of it. And that and the reason they tell them that is to get around that problem. Yeah. Making a model of so we're gonna have to that leads directly into the next topic. One of the things the Gemara says to defend Rabban Gamliel, the Gemara has several answers for him. One of them is that lehislamid shayni, that since he's using it to learn and not to not just to make, not to worship, lo talami la asos, avla talami la avnu laharos, that you're allowed to do it in order to gain an understanding for educational purposes. So something that's for educational purposes, one could have room to argue, might be mutter. But the question is, how far do we take what's called educational purposes? Rav Vazner in Achuva and Shevet Alevi, Sim Kuf Lamed Dalet, Siv Katan Ches, in Os Ches of that Achuva, says that he's pretty makel with this. He says that first of all, the Islamate would include a lot of things. It would include learning something, to learn science, to learn for school, like you were just saying. Now Rav Vassar points out that although the simple reading of the Gemara is that, and this is certainly the way the Rush says it and the way the Torah presents it also, is the Islamate explains keeping something, why you're allowed to do the issur d'rabbanan of holding on to something, but that's why Rav Gamliel is able to hold on to it. The Islamic would not be a heter to make something, the issur d'araisa of making it, but the Shulchan Aruch seems to assume otherwise. Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Memal, Sif Dalit, seems to assume the Islamic is even a heter to make something. But again, the question is, maybe it's different when you're the Av Beis Din and you have to determine Kiddush HaChodesh than when you're a fifth grade student and you just want to have a model of the planets for your science project. It's not so possible that qualifies as enough of a lehislamed to make it mutter. Rav Shechter was not a fan of this. He did not think that you should be making these kinds of images, and that our lehislamed is not the lehislamed that's mutter. What about images of a human being? So the generally accepted opinion is that two-dimensional images of a human being are mutter to make. Only three-dimensional images of a human being are a problem. Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Zayin, Paskins that an image of a human face without a full body is also mutter. If it's only the face and not the whole body, that's mutter. Now in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Yavitz Chelek Aleph Sim Kufayin, he doesn't think that that's correct. He thinks we're misinterpreting the Shulchan Aruch, and that really the head without the rest of the body is usher if it's a fully formed face. states that you need to take, you need the face to not be fully formed in order to be able to make an image of a human being. So wait a second, how are you allowed to have dolls in your house? If a girl, a little girl plays with dolls, how is that permissible? So in certain circles, they when a little girl gets a doll, the first thing they do is they poke out the eye, or they cut off the nose. They ruin the image in some way. Where do they get the idea of poking out of a guy in my shul who used to run a department store in Williamsburg? He says, Yadua, everyone, as soon as they bought a doll, first thing you do is you scoop out the eye. And there were only one-eyed dolls. Why would they dafka do the eye? Because that's the example the Gemara gives. When the Gemara talks about ruining the image of a human face, it talks about dafka poking out the eye. But it's not just in those circles. I have a cousin who's the daughter of Rabbi Tendler, and she said when she was growing up, one of the things that she always had, whenever she would get a doll, her father would cut off the nose of the doll. Rabbi Tendler would cut off the nose of every doll. She joked that she didn't know that people had noses till she was like 12 years old, because none of her dolls had noses. They were all cut off. But there's another issue over here. If we're going to hit print, is that called that we're making something? Now, the guy that owns the UPS store is not keeping it, so he's not, and it's not his. He's not going to own the item. He's selling the right to use that machine, so he's going to hit print. He's going to be making it. Normally, when we're dealing with dolls, we're not dealing with the issue of making it. We're dealing with only the issue, the lesser issue of owning it. Over here, it's the opposite. Here's a guy who's not dealing with the issue of owning it because he's not going to own it. He's just dealing with the issue of making it. Now, it happens to be that with the dolls, there's another hetter. The Chachmas Adam writes that what is it? Why is it that you're not allowed to keep a doll, that you're not allowed to hold on to, that you're not allowed to hold on to an image, a three-dimensional image of a human being? So he says it's a chashad. Tosfos writes in Avodah Zarah, there are two possibilities of what the chashad is, of what we're concerned about. Either that when you have a three-dimensional image of a human being, someone is going to think that you violated the issur d'orais of making it. Or no, not that someone's going to think you violated the issur d'orais of making it, someone's going to think you're violating the issur d'orais of worshipping it. But says Chachmas Adam, if you have something that it's yadua, and it's obvious that you couldn't have possibly made it, that you didn't make it, and it's yadua that these are the types of things that no one would ever in a million years worship, like a Barbie doll or something like that, so then it's not us. So that's the heter that most poskim use to allow dolls, that it's so obviously commercially produced, and it's not produced individually, so there's no chashash that you made it, nor is there any chashash that you're worshipping it, because who in their right mind ever worshipped a Barbie doll? So that's the heter. So, but again, our shaila is different, because our shaila is about making it, the issur d'orais of making it, not the issur d'rabbanan of keeping it. So that opens up a whole new discussion. So you said the poskim discuss, Rav Azin discusses in Chelek Zayin of Shevet Alevi, what about if you take a picture and you get the film developed? So he says, the issur is only on the person developing the film. If you take a picture of, let's say, the sun, right? A human being is fine because it's only two-dimensional, but the sun. So he says, the guy is doing it. The guy who's developing the film is doing it. Rav Shechter thought that that's not a good enough heter. Rav Shechter said, well, wait a second. If the guy that's doing it is a Jew, the guy who's developing the film is a Jew, there used to be such a thing as film and developing film. So, or the person who hits print on the digital image is a Jew, so that person is in violation, so you're in violation of Lifnei Iver. And if it's a guy, then it's Amir Lakum, just like Amir Lakum is Asr on Shabbos, Amir Lakum is Asr on anything you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do for you. But what about for yourself? When you press a button on a printer, is that called that you're making it? Meaning, I'm not forming it, I'm not fashioning it, I'm not doing anything really with my hands. I'm hitting a button on the printer, the printer's going to cause it to form this shape using melted plastic and causing it to harden in just the right way that it's going to make this image of a human being or of whatever it might be. So the question is, it's really a two-pronged issue. Number one, is that grumma? Maybe that's only grumma if you hit print. And even if it is grumma, who says that grumma's mutter? By this, grumma's mutter in Hilchas Shabbos maybe, because it's like a melachas machshavas. But is grumma mutter on the Yisur of Losasuniti? So in terms of the first issue, is it grumma? That would probably depend on a significant machlokas haposkim, how to define grumma. Is a time delay enough to be called grumma, to be called indirect? Rabbi Heinemann, in the grumma that he has built into the Sabbath mode ovens, uses a time delay type of grumma for the most part. where what makes it grumma is that the effect of pushing the button doesn't happen immediately. Rav Soloveitchik and all of his Talmidim, Rav Shechter and Rav Willig, all totally reject the time delay idea of grumma. That grumma, a simple time delay is not enough in order for something to become grumma. In order for it to be grumma, it has to be a separate a process that leads to a different action that causes it to happen. It can't be a process that leads directly to the result with a simple time delay. So pashtus is when you hit the print when you hit the button on the 3D printer, even though it takes a few minutes for it to produce that image, pashtus is, according to Rav Soloveitchik and his Talmid, in my Rebbeim, it would not be a grumma. And even if it were grumma, Rav Shechter pointed out, most of these Maramakomas are quoted in an article in the RJJ Journal by Rabbi Michal Zilberman, an old chavrus of mine from Karen Biavne. So Rav Shechter writes that even if you're looking at the time delay, even if you want to call it a grumma, who says grumma's mutter over here? Grumma's mutter in Hilchos Shabbos says there are two types of the quotes from the Ragachavr. There are two types of isur. There's an isur pu'ula and there's an isur chalos. Some isurim are an isur on the maisa. You're not allowed to do the action, and that's the isur. And when you do pederach grumma, good. So you didn't do the action. It happened by itself. It was grumma. It was indirect. But sometimes the isur is not in the action. The isur is in what happens, is in the result that comes from that action. That's what we call an isur chalos. So he says, what do you think losasuniti is? This isur, to have, you think it's an isur in the pu'ula, in the fashioning, in the forming of the image? No, pashas is an isur chalos. So you're not allowed to make an idol. So you shouldn't have these types of things. So I thought, I asked Rav Shechter what he thought about this 3D printing case. He thought it's a significant problem. That if this guy is going to hit print, it's not a grumma, it's direct. So if he's making a three-dimensional image of a human being, and Rav Shechter thought to be machmir like Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that even the head without the body, if you make a three-dimensional image of the head without the body, that is an isur, and to have, even to ask a guy to do it, would be Amir al-Akam. So even if he has a non-Jewish employee who could do it for him, it would be a violation of Amir al-Akam. So he thought to make that kind of thing would be a problem with a three-dimensional printer. Now, he said that if it's so easy to do that you could just set it up and tell the guy that's coming into the store to use the printer, I'll charge you $30 now, here's where you hit print, and just show him how to do it, and he wants to hit print himself, so then it's not a Amir al-Akam because he's doing it for himself. He's just paying you for the use of your printer. But from what I understand, these machines are fairly new, and people don't want to allow every customer to just use them. The customer comes in, and the person who owns the store is going to want to operate it. So Shechter thought it's an Amir al-Akam issue. One could have argued otherwise. One could have argued that's not Amir al-Akam. The Jewish store owner is not the one that's telling the employee to do it. It's the customer, the non-Jewish customer, is telling the employee to do it. So one could have argued that it's not my Amir al-Akam if I own the store, but Rav Shechter didn't think so. He thought that it would be problematic to make that kind of image. That was a little long. Sorry. Yeah. Go on YouTube. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I saw one that they were actually making for a kid that was born without a hand. His father, it was like $40,000 for a prosthetic. His father figured out a way to make a plastic hand using a 3D printer. It cost him like $100. And the kid is like picking things up, and he's like, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's not much unbelievable.
Good question. Why can't we say, I'm just curious, that the at the taiva for Ozar in general was bottom line, and these things don't apply.
No, this is an issue daraisa. It's not dafka about avodah zara. It's lo sasaniti.
When I say when a picture of a person applies, when people actually worship it, but no worship, so let's say in America. No one's worshiping.
No, but this is a separate issue. This isn't the issue to worship. This is the issue to make such an image.
What
it's the same. I'll give you an example. It's the same. The same pasuk we learn the issue to make the mustavnis menorah, to make a seven branch menorah like this. Right? There's an issue to make the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, right, for our own purposes. It has nothing to do with the avodah zara. It's an issue to make such things, but that's considered et. Yeah. Right. Right. So, but this is a separate issue. Now, the issue of keeping it, midrabanan, that is, sort of having it, midrabanan, might be related only to avodah zara, in which case, enochinami. That's what they say with the dolls. No one's worshipping it, so you don't have to worry that the doll is Avodah Zarah. Now, the whole issue that we said that people might suspect that you made it, and we said, with dolls, everyone knows. Well, if everyone has a 3D printer, that might change. It might become usher to have dolls. Because it's not going to be so obviously commercially produced. You can go online and go on Barbie.com and print out your own Barbie. It's wild.
How are you making this
legal? No, that will be how you do business. Meaning instead of just like instead of going on Amazon and ordering something that they're going to mail to you, they'll sell you their prototype online and you hit print. They'll have no production costs. They'll have, you know.
Barbie wouldn't lose money.
If they structure it correctly, they might, you know.
Probably won't. Google images and
you need three dimensions. Like you need three. Well, right. Probably the stuff will be all over the place.
All over the place. Yeah. Everything will go out of business.
Yeah. In Echidam.
Just to make sure. There's two separate issues. One of making.
That's an issue d'oraisa of making it. And it's a drabbanon of keeping it.
Of keeping it. And in terms of, and that's regardless of whether it's a brother or not. I just make any object.
Not any object. That's just sun, moon, stars, human being.
But any of those objects, that would be simple. Forget it. A brother, that's just separate. It might be involved in some sort of, you know, reason that's better.
Right.
Itself. It's separate.
Yeah. Fascinating stuff. This stuff is like, it's total, it's crazy.
Mars.
So one of my high school guys, when I told him this shayla, I didn't go through this whole shiur with them, but I told him this shayla, and the guy's like, wait, can you print a 3D printer? it's like a Russian doll. Another one, a little one. Okay, we have a half hour. Oh, it's still on. Whoops.